I think the project was conceptualized in the 90s just because of an obsession with an old building. But the project really began to take shape in probably 2014 when the old hotel was vacant and was just sitting there waiting to be used.
So, how did you run across this building? I mean, you happened to be in Tonganoxie? Are you from there? What's the deal?
No, I don't know that many people happen to be in Tonganoxie unless it's the 1930s and you're traveling to Topeka. But I usually made a plan to drive past the building when I was in town. And the ladies who owned it had put a sign up with their phone number. And so I called that phone number. And they said, you know, there was a coffee shop here. It's just sitting here. And so that was kind of the jumping off point.
So how exactly would you describe the Myers Hotel Bar? What's your aesthetic?
I think we're curating comfort and classic cocktails that are conscientious. You know, we're trying to curate something very special, and we're trying to do it in a way that feels really authentic to ourselves. Our culture is starting to catch on to that authenticity. When someone's doing something from their heart, when they're really putting themselves into a project, I think people feel that.
Styx, tell me about what you bring to the table, so to speak.
When we bought the building last November, we started doing some remodeling, which was adding a coffee shop to the building. So I serve up lattes in the morning. But what I'm really into is bringing music to Tonganoxie, good music, any type of genre, singer-songwriter. I do try to find people that would appeal to folks in Tongi, as well as Kansas City and Lawrence. A lot of Lawrence bands is who I'm trying to bring in.
Do you have music every night?
We have shows once or twice a month. You can find out details on those shows on our social media page, Instagram, Facebook.
Have you found that social media has helped get people in the door?
I think it does, but I'm still like super old-fashioned and feel like the best thing someone can do is just tell their friend who can think about it for like 6 months and then pop in and be like, man, my friend's been trying to get me to come here for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that feels so good.
I've heard a lot about your cocktails.
Our cocktails are seasonally driven. We try to incorporate as much fresh ingredients as possible. So part of that program is having a bar garden, which is right outside the back door. It also keeps us kind of drinking seasonally, which follows the slow food movement. We have a lot in our backyard. It's just being resourceful and then finding ways, new ways of incorporating it to classic cocktail recipes.
Have you all found a community of women business owners? I mean, that seems like that would be challenging because the hospitality industry tends to be very male dominated.
This is Styx. Yeah, so in Tonganoxie specifically, there are three bars, all of which have women owners. Hilltop, which is a little outside of Tongi on the outskirts,
it's a great roadhouse.
Yeah. Laura Lee Stevens is the owner, along with her husband Mike Ryan, of Ryan's Public House, that they just opened up this year, actually.
So you've found, you know, a community you can lean on for advice and
right, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't feel abnormal to be women owners. In fact, I think it demands that people behave in a particular way, which is nice.
Where do you see your business in 5 years? Is there anything you'd like to be doing that you're not doing right now?
This is Styx. Music-wise, I would love to have some more national acts playing at the Myers.
I'm anticipating growing the hotel side of things. It seems like that's what the need is right now, and I don't know what that looks like. There's a historic barn on the property. We sometimes get a wild hair and start looking for vintage campers in the area and think about, you know, towing those onto the property. We both love kind of 1950s roadside motels, have little cabins.
Seems like it's an exciting time to be doing what you're doing where you are.
We're really lucky. You know, we work a lot of hours, but I don't know that we calculate our hours because a lot of it is just spent daydreaming and having a lot of fun. It's intense. I mean, having a building from 1879 isn't always a picnic, but I don't know. That's kind of the American dream.